Lindsay, how long did it take from the moment you found out he had the virus for him to succumb to it?
About 10 days.
Lindsay Lam's grandfather, Richard Seske Sr., died in November. He was one of the more than 30 residents at the LaSalle Veterans Home to contract COVID-19 and die from the outbreak there. Lam says she was close to her grandfather.
He was, we always laugh, he was a big schmoozer. He was a big flirt. He was a big family man. His family was everything to him. His wife was everything to him.
About 7 years ago, Seske's health started to decline. He had dementia. When it became too much to care for him on their own, the family decided that Richard move to the veterans home. Seske's wife, Bernie, came to visit him every day. She'd help him get ready for meals and spend time with him. But Lam says that stopped when the state went into lockdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It wasn't until June that Seske's family could come visit him. And when they did, the visits had a window between them.
He didn't understand why my grandma couldn't, you know, show any affection towards him and couldn't hug him or touch him. And he started to think that, like, we didn't love him anymore.
Lam says the 7 months leading up to Seske's death were lonely for him. But Lam says her grandpa was lucky because the nurses and the nursing assistants had a soft spot for him. Around the beginning of November, Lindsay Lam says her mom, Leslie Lam, got a text message to check on him.
So I called the nurse's station and they said they were just down there and he was fine. And I said, okay. So then we got the FaceTime. He appeared to have a stroke. I mean, it was heartbreaking because he couldn't talk.
So mom, we hung up with him, of course, and mom called the nurse's station again and asked that the in-house doctor go visit him and check him out because we knew that something was wrong.
So she went down there and then she called me back and said that, yes, he has tested positive for COVID and they were going to move him to the COVID wing then.
Seske was in the COVID-19 wing for about a week. Then his family got the call.
And the doctor that mom just referred to had called back and said, you know, he's close. So you need to come and say your goodbyes.
And I brought a bottle of Windex and paper towels to wipe the window down so we could see him clearly. And we made a poster that says, we love you, Dad. And we signed everybody's names. And to our surprise, we were expecting to go and, you know, say our goodbyes. And he was sitting up in his wheelchair, flirting with the nurses, laughing, joking with us, calling us all by our nicknames. More concerned with the fact that we were outside in the cold and not in there with him. After he saw all of us, he passed away in the middle of the night. And I think he was waiting for all of us to come and see him.
Long-term care facilities have been particularly hard hit. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker noted the work ahead.
Look, what we want to do is restore confidence that people have in our Veterans Affairs Department. And we want to do our best to take care of our veterans.
The outbreak and deaths at the facility prompted the Illinois Senate Veterans Affairs Committee to call for virtual hearings in November. Some of the findings included staff not wearing personal protective equipment or practicing social distancing, and sanitizer at the front entrance that wasn't alcohol-based. Isabel Bassador is a lawyer for Seske's family. She says negative pressure rooms used to isolate patients from airborne disease weren't being utilized appropriately.
They found that the doors were kept open because they said that, well, some of these residents are fall risks, and the risk outweighed the benefit of keeping these doors open.
In December, amid outrage over the handling of the outbreak at the LaSalle Veterans Home, Governor Pritzker fired the director of the facility. Then, earlier this month, the head of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, Linda Chapalavia, resigned. For Lindsay Lam, it's hard to think about the months her granddad spent relatively alone.
I understand that, unfortunately, that's, you know, what happens with this virus, but I think that is what gets to us the most, is that he was alone.
The law firm representing Siski's family says they're currently representing 16 different families who lost relatives at the facility. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.